Y'all look happy tonight. Are you happy?
Amen.
Everybody happy? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the annual fellowship meeting. And I'm glad that I was here. And I'm glad to be a part. Amen. And good to see everybody, some that I hadn't seen in quite some time. But anyway, it's good to serve the Lord. I'm like Brother Andy said this morning that I just can't hardly, don't know what I would do hardly without church. I don't know what I, without the place of worship, and I just don't know what I would do. It's my life too. I really do enjoy things of God. And he also said that he didn't want to hurt anybody or offend anybody, and I don't either. I love the people of God, and I have a congregation myself to make mad. And I don't have to, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I can fellowship with y'all, but I can go home and make mine mad. Amen. That's my intentions anyway. I'm responsible for what I teach them, and maybe not so much responsible about what's going on here. I don't know. But anyway, it's good to see y'all today, and I have loved y'all for a lot of years. I was thinking about year and a half, 2 years ago, I got to thinking about something I'm going to relate to, then I'm going to talk about that just for a few minutes, and I think I'm not going to hold you long as far as I think again. Amen. I'm not going to. Anyway, I remember back just a young man, and I was just starting out in the ministry, and the church that I was going to, I left, and I went out and started another work. And when I did that, I left my family, mainly because they were going to that church, and I left them. And all the people that went there, I had known since I was a little bitty kid. In fact, when I was a little bitty kid, we had church in our home, and all them people were there. So it don't sound like, you know, I should have went by telling the story that part. But anyway, I felt I left in the right attitude. I felt that I wasn't mad at nobody, and I didn't hate nobody, and I didn't have no problem with nobody. I just felt that I could do more if I would pull out of the church and start somewhere else on my own. But anyway, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, I got to thinking about that. And I got to thinking about some of the people in that church. They're quite a bit older than I am. But I got thinking about my age too as well. I got thinking about that I'm sure I hadn't got any hard feelings toward anybody. I'm sure that I haven't. But the more I thought I'd better try to, just to be sure whether I have or not. So we had just stopped our Wednesday night service for a little while for certain reasons. And I said, well, I'm going to go over there Wednesday night, a Bible study and visit with them. So I went over there maybe close to a year, every Wednesday night almost. And I can honestly say that I have no hard feelings toward nobody in all this world. I thought maybe some of them might have had toward me, but I found out they didn't. And that everybody was happy and loved each other, and they made me really welcome when I went and all that. But I still know where my work's at. I know where my job's at. I know where God's placed me. And I guess I'll be there until he sends somebody, a young fella, along to take my place. And I brought that up to say that we should never leave this life with any hard feelings toward any person. Makes no difference who, how close or how far off they are from us. No hard feelings toward anybody at all. Now, my oldest brother goes to that other church. He's 83 years old. He's a good brother, real good brother. We get along just fine. But he goes there and I go somewhere else. But no hard feelings, we get along fine. You know what I'm saying? There's three of us boys goes to where I go, and there's three goes to where they go. But there's no problem. I'm just not Church of God. That's all I could make of it. I just wasn't. I couldn't be. And I left with no hard feelings. I was sure I did, but I want to really be sure even more. I want to read these verses out of Matthew, if I can. In Matthew chapter 5, a great sermon on the Mount. And I'd like for you to just get what I'm going to try to talk about for a few minutes, if you can tonight, because I feel it's important too. And I know tonight that I'm among people that really love me. I know you do. And I'm among people that I love. Every one of you that I know. I know. Some of you I don't know, but I know I still love you with no problem. Amen. I know I'm among people that I love and that you love me. But when I was going there on Wednesday night to the other church, the Church of God, I know that I was among people that loved me and I loved them. So anyway, that's kind of the way it was. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43, ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you and do good to them that hate you. And pray for them to despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, you know who that come from is what really stirs me. Because if anybody in this world ever loved, it was Jesus, our Lord, that said those words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, didn't He? Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for us because he loved us. And he gave us life by what he did. And there is no life outside of that. And I preach at home that Jesus is the only way to salvation. There is none other. None other. It's in him and him only. And it's in the sacrifice that he made. That's the way that it works. And without that, we have no hope, no matter what we do, what we believe, where we go to church. Without that, we have absolutely no hope. That ye may be called the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain upon the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? I mean, I love those that love me. That's the way the world is.
That's right.
Isn't it? I'm going to get out where I can talk to you. Is that all right? Ain't that the way the world is? I mean, you go out there and you find the biggest drunk on the street, and I'll guarantee you he's got a friend somewhere or another that drinks with him, and they're just alike. They do just alike. He's got friends. But his love can't go beyond much beyond that without the Lord Jesus Christ. And somebody hates me, my love can never, never, ever be what it ought to be toward that man unless I've got God in my life. And then my love can go beyond and I can love him when he don't love me. I can appreciate him when he don't appreciate me. I can be praying for him when he utterly hates me. I can be praying for him if I've got Jesus in my life. Thank God, amen, for the real, genuine love of God that endures, amen, throughout the endless ages without any end. And it separates the people of God from all the people in the world. Amen. It separates them completely and makes them look different in every way. Amen. Then he goes on and says, if you salute your brothers only, what more? What do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect as your Father which is in heaven. Heaven is perfect, amen. I believe that God wants us to be perfect in this work and the thing that He's got. And I believe He wants our love perfect one to another, amen. I know the word perfect there probably is talking about being complete. I'm not going to go into all that, but I'm just going to use it just like it says it, amen. I want my love perfect. I don't want no hard feelings toward nobody in any way. And I'm sure that you don't deny it either. Amen. I believe we want to love one another and love one another sincerely with a pure heart. Amen. Just like Jesus loved us is the way we love one another. And do you know tonight the way that I treat you is the way that I'm treating Jesus? If I don't like you, I don't like him. If I talk bad about you or rumor about you or gossip
gossip about you. I'm doing it to him. Amen. Jesus said, whatever you do to one another, you do it unto me. Amen. Didn't he? Amen. Yeah. So we got no choice. We either got the nature of Jesus living inside us, these things, or we lack something in serving God. It's either one or the other. Romans 12, and don't know what verse, but just a minute. We'll see if we can find that. Romans 12, and amen. Romans 12 and verse 14. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be ye the same mind one to another. Mind not high things, but consent to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as are within you, live peaceably with all men. That's the thing that I had to do. I had to go check. I had to go back and be sure. Amen. I don't want nobody to leave this life and I've got something in my life against them, or we've got a division or a wall built up, and I want to be sure that I had it right with God, and I want to be sure that they did too. And that's what it was really all about with me. Amen. I'm glad tonight, amen, that I can say that I have a clean conscience toward anybody, of not having any problem with anybody. Amen. No matter what tonight, no matter what our differences are, no matter what you think or what I think, amen, I'm telling you tonight that I can live with you as a brother, and you can be my brother and my sister regardless of whether we agree or not. Brother Don, don't you think so tonight? And somebody said, well, I'd like to go over and visit that other church over there, but we just don't see things alike. Well, so what? If you've got a mind of your own, you might not see things alike. If you're following somebody, you might see just like them. Listen to what he said. If it be possible, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen. God, if he doesn't make things right, well, we don't have much of a chance, do we? Amen. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. I remember an old brother used to go to the Kibler church years ago. Barely can remember that man. But he used to say, didn't he, Brother Herman? He'd say, if you whoop a man with good deeds, he stays whooped. Wouldn't he? You remember what I'm talking about? You know what? If I got lucky and I whooped you with my fist, all I would do is make an enemy out of you. That's all I would do. But if I can whoop you with good deeds, it'll make a world of difference. Amen. I'll have a friend forever. Amen. If I can just do it with good deeds instead of hatred or strife or envy or anything else, but just with good deeds tonight. Amen. And I tell you, it's kind of like a little story I read one time about this man in the service, and he wasn't was a Christian. Some of them didn't like him, was making fun of him, and directly one of them threw his shoe over at him, and next day the man got up and his shoe was laying beside his bed polished. God's people, we're a peculiar people. We rejoice when things go wrong. We shed tears when we're happy. We sing a glad new song. We're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We're children of the heavenly King. You know, I want to be like my father. Amen. I used to, when I was growing up as a kid, I want to be like one of my older brothers. But I lost that a long time ago. I've got one that I want to be like. I want to pattern my life after him as much as I can. And I can only find his nature and his will written down in this book. and I can't find it nowhere else, amen. But this tells me who he is, what he is, amen. What he looks like, what he's doing, amen. Like a pure, holy God that we sung about tonight up on the wall. I'm going to tell you tonight, that's what he is, amen. I want to be like him. How about you tonight, amen? And he left this world without any hate toward anybody, even the ones that stood around the cross that drove the nails in his hands. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Such love has never been known by any man throughout any generation except the one that Jesus Christ and that generation that has followed him in his steps. Amen. There's none other. He's the champion of love above all. Amen. And you and I tonight got to walk in his steps and in his ways.
Amen.
I got to read a couple more verses, Brother Jim, but it's all right. Amen. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth, verse 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him that is begotten loveth him also that is begotten of him. For this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and we keep his commandments. For this is the love of God. Amen. That we keep his commandments, and his commandments is not grievous. You know what those 10 commandments, you know what they really are? Can I just explain that in a few words, what they really are? Those 10 commandments are love.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, it's love. The first 4, our love is direct to the Almighty God. Amen. The last 6 is our love to our neighbor. And you know what? I come up right now, steal your cow. Amen. And then turn around and try to tell you I love you. Would you believe me what I'm saying? Amen. I come up right now, throw a stick of dynamite in your well to blow it up or something else and tell you I love you. Would you believe me? But you know what? If I live by those last 6 towards you up yonder, you'll have to say that man loves me and everybody else, because there's nothing there but love. I need to read that, don't I, before I close. Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Amen. Matthew 22 and verse 36. Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
Right.
Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Uh-huh.
First 4 commandments.
Right.
He wants to know which is the greatest. And he said the first 4 commandments, amen, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's the first 4 commandments. And with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is likened unto it or equal with it.
Yeah.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these 2 commandments hangs all the law and the prophet.
Amen.
You know what the law and the prophet is? It's not the 10 commandments. It's the Old Testament. Huh? Yeah. That's what it is. It's the Old Testament. And on those 2 commandments hangs everything that's written back here in the pages of the Old Testament. Amen. It's hanging upon that law to love God and to love your brother. That's what it was all about in the very beginning. And that's the way that God has kept it throughout the pages of his word from Genesis to Revelation. That's the way that he's kept it. Amen. And that's to love our God and love him and love him only and to love our brother. Amen. That's what it's really about in serving God. And I thank God tonight we can serve him and have a genuine love one to another. Amen. I know for sure tonight you've got the love of God in your life. I can see in some people's lives tonight. And I know for sure that the love of God is here. Amen. The mercies of God is here because you're a child of God, just, I hope, like I am too. That's what we are, ain't it? Amen. Children of God. Children of the Most High God. Amen. Acts chapter 28, in the last chapter of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 28. My throat's getting dry, and I'm just about talked out, but I'm going to read this anyway. Acts 28 and verse 23. Look what he says. And when they had appointed him a day, talking about Paul, he's at Rome, and he's got him a hard house, and I guess guard stands over him all the time because he's a prisoner, but he's got him a hard house, and there's many folks going to come to his lodging to hear the word of God. He's not at liberty to go out no more. And when they had appointed him a day, there came unto him, unto his lodging. Let me back up again. There came many to him and to his lodging, to whom he had expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law and the prophets. Amen. From morning till evening. You know where he went to do that? Right back here. He didn't go to the Ten Commandments. He went right back here. And he read everything, the prophecy that was given, telling somebody before church tonight, somebody that doubts Jesus, amen, just go to Isaiah 53. If that don't explain to him, to you, what he is and what he was going to do and his mission to earth. Somebody stood in my house one time years ago and told me, said Jesus came to the earth and he came to the earth to set up a kingdom and to rule and what have you. But they rejected him and denied him and crucified him and he failed and he's got to come back and do it again. He come down for our fellowship meeting, sitting at my kitchen table before service that night. You know what I done? I told him I didn't believe a thing he said. That Jesus never failed.
Amen.
And I couldn't put you behind my pulpit. And he got up mad and left. I wasn't about to put him behind my pulpit. If Jesus failed, what kind of chance or hope do you and I have? Huh? You think you're going to make it if Jesus failed? No, sir. He came for one mission and one mission only.
Right.
He came to be a sacrifice for sin, to die for you and I, that he could have a people, have a kingdom, all right. That he could have all that. But he came as a sacrifice for you and me. And the Old Testament foretells all that was going to happen to him.
Right.
And I tell you, that took the love of God in him to make him go through with what he did. In the garden when he prayed, and Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. I'm going to tell you something tonight. It took the love of God to endure what he endured. It took something special above every man. Amen. It took something special to go through what he did. But the same love of God has been placed in you and I tonight. I read the story one time. Somebody mentioned the book of Fox, Book of Mourners, and somebody had read into something other. I've read some in it too. And I remember reading about Peter and how that they were trying to kill Peter. And Peter escaped the city and got away and said, the Lord spoke to him and said, you're going to deny me again. And Peter went back and he was crucified upside down. Y'all know the story, don't you? The love of God that was in Jesus was in his disciples. It's in his disciples today. Amen. I really do love y'all. I really do. I really appreciate y'all. I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad for the good words that I've heard. And I'm glad for the blessings of God. Amen. Ain't God good? Brother Jim. Lord bless you all tonight. It's my prayer.
Amen. Amen.